by Andrew Clarebaugh.
Wait, I have a special effect first. I gotta get rid of this before I say my phone. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing to and fro, he turned to me and, "Cap," says he, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. If I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request." He seemed so low that I couldn't say no, and he said with a sort of moan, "It's the cursed cold that's got right hold and chilled me clean through the bone. It taint being dead's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that foul or fair you'll cremate my last remains. Now a pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the streak of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale." Oh no.
He crouched.
He crouched on the sleigh and raved all day of his home in Tennessee, and before nightfall a corpse was all that's left of Sam McGee. But I can't remember it very well.
There wasn't a breath.
Yeah, I know it. I just don't... I cannot do it. I don't want to get in front of the whole class to do it. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and I hurried horror-driven, for the corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid because of her promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate those last remains." Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. Wait. I know, I don't want to do it. I hate doing it. A promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were dumb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night, by the lone firelight, with the huskies round and ring, howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh God, how I loathed the thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow. And on I went, though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. I felt half mad, the trail was bad, but I swore I would not give in. I'd often sing to the hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake LaBarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, and I saw in a trice it was called the Alice May. I looked at it, I thought a bit, I looked at my frozen chum. "And here," said I, with a sudden cry, "is my crematorium." Some planks I tore from the cabin floor and started the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying around and heaped the fuel higher. Wait, so what a blaze. The flames just soared, the furnace roared, such a blaze you seldom see. Then I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal and stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I took a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. Hell no,
and
the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. And the hot... it was icy cold, but the hot sweat dripped down my cheek, I don't know why. And the inky smoke... No, the greasy smoke from an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. Let me think.
I do not know
how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out and danced about an ear I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, "I'll just take a peep inside. I guess he's cooked. It's time I looked." And the door opened wide. And there sat Sam looking cool and calm in the middle of the furnace roar. Is that it?
Heart.
In the heart of the furnace roar? Wait. Okay. There sat Sam looking cool and calm in the heart of... In the heart of the furnace roar. Wait, I'm having trouble. And there sat Sam looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. He wore a smile that you could see for a mile. He said, "Please shut that door. It's fine in here, but Jeremy, would you stop dancing around and screaming? It's fine in here, but I greatly fear that you're letting the cold and storm. Since I left Plum Tree back in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was a night on the marge of Lake LaBarge I cremated Sam McGee.
Oh, that's fabulous, Andrew. I couldn't do that.
I had mucho mistakes, though.
What?
It wasn't very good. I had a lot of mistakes.
Oh, you didn't have very many. I just underlined them. There was just a small number. You want to look at it?
Yeah.
I underlined them when you used the wrong word or something. I think that's really good. I think you practically got an ace. Will the teacher coach you at all while you're doing it, or do you have to?
No, I have to do it on my own. I'll be all scared.
What I would do is work on the delivery and try to make it into a scary story for people.
Well, he seems so low. Well, okay. Dancing heel and toe. I was always to and fro. Dancing heel and toe.
Really, it was hardly no mistakes. So just a couple of words. I tried to underline it. I might have missed one or two when you goofed it up. I thought that was really excellent.
Wait, but the stars came out and they danced about ear again. I ventured near. Okay. What did I say? It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why.
Oh, he didn't say rolled. He said drifters. I don't know what you said.
It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks. I don't know why.
Sweat.
And I hate this part. I always get confused. The greasy smoke and an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I always say the greasy cloak from an inky smoke or something. And there's that sound, cool and calm, in the fart of the Hernus roar.
Well, do you want to listen to it or not?
No, certainly not.
I'll say that I like this.
Well, I'll make another.
What?
I'll make another later when I'm ready to do it.